Thank you very much. You know, there is a saying who said, what is the issue on which any politician cannot have some sort of the answer? So we are the real proof that there is always the answer. I will not go in these very specific details like Peter did, because he very much took some of the data. I'm just trying to put some dilemmas which I have, and I hope that some of you also share my dilemmas. First dilemma is, are we really serious speaking about the climate change? And who is the driving force in fight against that? Too many cycles in that area. One example, 20 years ago there was a big story of biodiesel, like a new source of the energy. Who can remember now the story about the biodiesel anymore? Then a few years ago there was a story of electric cars, like a future in order to protect the, you know, environment. Just recently we heard that Mercedes, Audi and Volkswagen decided not to develop electric cars, but coming back to some sort of the hybrid engines. Why? Because they cannot compete with the Chinese. Will that have influence on the climate change? Of course it will. Will the Europe withdraw the intention to have a rule that only electric car can be registered because of economic interest? Probably yes. Where is this long-term policy? We will have a new American president in a few days. Everybody expects what will happen. I don't know what he will do. Maybe even he doesn't know what he will do. But we can expect very challenging decisions. If he will repeat the first mandate, there will be no money for the WHO. If we follow the first mandate, there will be no agreement about the climate change, carbon pollution, and all these things, because they withdrew also for some other agreements before in the first mandate. Can we expect that there is another guy who will have a completely different approach? So I don't expect that. So what then to do? Who can finance, especially the poor countries, developing countries, in their adaption to the new, let's say, measures in order to protect, you know, the environment and not to have a climate change? Somebody told me, I don't know, is it correct, that there is some sort of the agreement that at least 100 billion annually has to be financed for the developing country in order just to keep the climate change under some sort of the control. If the US is withdrawing, who will be the leading agent? There is just one option. According to my opinion, this is the European Union. Is the European Union ready to take a lead in that? Do they have a capacity, leadership, ready to say, no, we have to continue in that direction? Or will the politicians in the European Union, like any other politicians, just think in a way how to be reelected? If they will think in that way, Germany will reopen power plants based on the coal, which they closed. They did it. They will continue that. It will be not just a case because of the urgent needs because of the Ukraine. Where is the policy which is logical and some sort of the continuation in that direction? Honestly, I don't see that. Who is interested? Only academicians, nice guys from the NGO, all these guys who doesn't have a real influence, except using media to do it. I think that all of us, including our NGO, we have to be prepared for that, and we have to do as much as we can in order to create a public opinion that ignoring these issues is not acceptable. And I think that this will be the key in a few years to come. And I think that even the UN Everybody is very critical about the UN, but my personal opinion is that the UN is very efficient when it's dealing with the agencies who have a very specific, very well-defined areas with the clear structures. WHO, some other institutions, same way. That is the best part of the UN. And we have to continue to support these institutions, not to be thinking about inefficiency in big political discussions, Council, Security Council. Let's see this better part of the UN, and let's try to support that. I just touched these areas, trying to share with you some sort of my dilemmas, how firm we are in fighting on these issues, climate change. I didn't touch health at all in my discussion, because this is even more difficult. Because if you think about the health in developing countries, they cannot develop the whole system without some sort of the support. Yes, there is a World Bank who is trying to support that. There are some other institutions, but without really strong additional funds, we cannot expect dramatic change in these areas. So this is completely new area, and there are more experts than me in that areas. But mainly my main message is I think that we have to be prepared for the time where there will be no agreement like it looked it that there was a few years ago. I think that we will have a lot of challenges with the new administration, with the lack of the leadership, with the politicians who are just interested to be re-elected, which means short-term decisions. I don't care what will happen with the globe 20 years when I'm already out of the game in all aspects, including these 65 years old guys, more than 65 years old. So, thank you, Mr. President. I hope that it's enough to provoke a little bit discussions.